Warning: the boys have little experience in research and no experience in comedy. While we hope you learned something from today's episode, the cases presented are not meant to be the full story. Sources are included in the episode description because God knows the boys did a terrible job of explaining it.
Welcome back to... Oh my God, what?
Hey, sorry, nice. I got this heartburn. This is not good.
He gave you a warning at the beginning.
Welcome back to Boys on the Case. I'm so sorry you had to hear that. It's your boy, Deputy Karaoke.
John.
And this week we brought back Basir from the dead.
Yes. Supreme Court Judge Basir. This is a case I'm considering ruling on, but you know, I'm just debating on it right now.
Honestly, that's good, Basir. I think I'm going to need some fucking help on this one, if I'm going to be fucking honest. If I'm going to be entirely honest. Before we get to the case, I want to talk about something really critical. Two things. First of all, Basir, we've been getting feedback on that last episode you're on.
Oh, okay.
And people felt like we were a little mean to Jeremy.
Like too mean?
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah. Like we went in on him a little bit. So I thought we should really double down on that.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Okay.
That's not where I thought it was going. Okay.
You know, most people who listen don't give feedback. They just listen. And so I'm taking this feedback as like you got the people feeling something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got a reaction.
So we should lean into it.
Yeah, this is our new stick.
This is our new stick now, is that we're just mean to Jeremy.
Ooh, okay.
The good news is, Jeremy, I'm going to be a little nicer because I wasn't kidding. I have egregious heartburn right now. I don't feel good.
He's like, I can't get as angry as you as I usually would.
Yeah, I feel like if I do, I'll throw up. It's like that weird heartburn that it's like in your throat.
Oh, yeah.
And
gross.
Like, I feel like if I bent over for too long.
Ugh, or like stuff would creep
you
up.
Would start leaking.
Yes, exactly. 100%. I feel like I would just involuntarily just be like... Bleh. So the other thing is Jeremy and I both tried VR porn.
Oh, wow. That's interesting to just slide in there like that.
We talked about it before.
We did. We didn't coordinate it.
Like together?
No. We didn't even. I just went to Jeremy. I was like, so I tried VR porn. And he was like, I did too.
Wait, at like the same time?
No.
I'm saying like you guys tried it like at the same.
Roughly,
like,
it seems.
Period
right?
of time and then came back to it afterwards.
Yeah, I think within the span of the same week.
That's weird. That's crazy. You guys just like synced up mentally.
Yeah, it was interesting.
We're pretty close, yeah.
It was interesting.
So describe it. Like, give me the details. Are you for it, against it?
There's a couple things that need improvement.
Definitely.
Sometimes the scaling is off.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And the woman is, like, 3 times larger than she should be. Like,
oh, that was intended. Yeah.
No. It's not a fetish thing. She's just like, you can tell she's only 5'2", but for some reason, her head is the size of your torso.
Oh, there's like some weird, you could tell it's something to do with like the lensing.
Yeah.
Like they have like this, like some of them will have like a fish head lens that they've clearly shot it in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because they're trying to do like 3D.
So close to the camera, I assume, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's going to just be distorted.
Yeah.
A little bit. It's very uncanny because it's like to imply depth, they just get bigger the closer they get to you, but that's not actually how the world works.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah. So it like, looks weird.
Yeah.
I found an issue where like it's like, okay, you're doing it, and then it's like, well, fuck, where do I go?
Right.
It's like I'm gonna watch something. Where do I do it? Because if you watch regular porn in it, it's just like a flat screen.
Mm-hmm.
You just got a big private room.
Yeah, you can do it anywhere, really.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This, you have a whole fucking harness you got to put on and everything.
Right. Like, if I had to put on my whole haptic feedback suit and, like, all the pressure sensors and shit.
The
and
4D
then, like,
wetness sensors
oh
and everything.
My God.
And I have, like, a full tank of liquid I get into to, like, so, like, just, like, temperature and, right, they can, like, affect, like, gravity.
Yeah.
So I got, like, this 15K rig.
Goodness gracious.
And then I can't find anything.
Nothing to use.
I couldn't
use
find
it
anything
on.
Good to watch.
Yeah. How do you like swipe? Like, what's the interface like?
I mean, it's have like controllers.
Like, point and click.
Because I just on an Oculus Quest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is great because, you know, Oculus Quest is hooked up to Facebook.
Oh,
so
wow.
I had to go through and like all the privacy settings and be like, which one of these might tell the people on Facebook that I'm spanking it.
Dude, they're tracking all that VR porn.
I know
they are.
I just don't want grandma to see it.
Well, is Mark is for his metaverse, you know, he's going to include all that stuff. That's why he's getting all this information.
Just like that movie Ex Machina.
The one where the robot lady like kills the two guys.
Wow, I mean that's sure. I guess that is the ending, huh?
Wow, spoiler.
Cool. It's a good film. Great. You should see it. Awesome, Jeremy. Great. There's a lot more good stuff in there.
Sorry, guys.
Get out. You're off the podcast.
It's a good film, though. You guys should watch it.
My review.
Well, it's a little problematic. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, Jeremy. My review for VR porn is I made eye contact with one of the actresses, and that felt weird.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. Really? Yeah. Sometimes they'll like lean in to like quote unquote kiss you, and you can kind of just like tilt your head down and look at their mouth just kind of weirdly open.
I didn't like see, I didn't get any of that.
What the fuck?
It's weird.
They just
man.
Look at the camera a lot more.
So is do you feel like more immersed in it wearing the headset? Because it's No,
because it's there's so many senses that are not being triggered, like smell and temperature and touch. So it's like, I know this is not real.
Yeah.
Not enough to make me, to trick me, but there's just enough to make me go, to like look up and go, oh, sorry. And like look away.
So it's enough to make you feel uncomfortable, but not enough to make you feel like you're immersed.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sure it helps if I had a much nicer headset.
Or like more higher quality videos, because a lot of them are poo-poo doo-doo quality.
Right. There's a lot of pay-gating.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of pay-gating, yeah. And one thing I came across is that I think most of these videos are paid, and then they'll put out like shorter versions. So it like jumps around a lot, which I know is not a critique you normally hear in porn, but I just feel like the editing was really off, personally.
Well, yeah, I would assume like with VR being more of like a not mainstream consumer thing yet. I mean, kind of like people have it, but it's not commonplace yet.
Yes,
that most like porn sites would be paid
subscriptions basically.
And like only videos you can get like 3 minutes compilations.
Basically,
here's all the scenes in this.
Right.
I will say a lot of fetish stuff.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
I assume because it's more immersive, so it's more active.
It scratches that itch
a little different. Yeah. There was just a influx. I noticed.
That's wow. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Also, like another thing is that if you're like in a certain,
like, how long have we been talking about?
Maybe like six minutes.
I thought this was the topic of the podcast.
No, it's not. No,
it's actually super off.
we could save this for another episode.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, to be continued
in our VR
anyways,
episode.
Sorry about that. Welcome to Boys on the Case.
Oh, I mean, they know what they're signing up for.
The investigative comedy podcast where you, the listener, send us, the boys, questions to answer to the best of our ability.
It's a pro-trans, anti-crypto podcast.
Pro-trans, anti-crypto, anti-dolphin, anti-NFT.
That's just under crypto.
Okay, whatever.
If you don't like crypto, there's no way you're in on NFTs.
I fucking hate crypto, but man, have you heard about these things called NFTs? It's so cool.
It's completely
They're
different.
Not related at all.
Yeah. So this week it is John's turn to answer a question, and from what I can tell, it was a tough one.
This one's dark.
Oh man,
this one really fucked me up.
Oh, how fun!
I can't wait. I will say though, this is Basir. I'm glad to have you on, not just because we're about to ridicule Jeremy a lot, but
great.
This is our 50th episode.
Yay!
And Basir, you were on our first.
I was.
There's some symmetry to that
that
I find to be quite satisfying.
Thank you, listeners. I know out there's some of you listening for all 50 episodes, so thank you.
Yeah. Thanks to all 8 of you who have suffered through those. All right, so here's a question. This came from Amber S. Hi, boys. I hope you're doing well. By the way, there's a typo in here somewhere. I'm not going to fix it. I'm going to tell you the typo. I hope you're doing well. Here's a fun little thought for you. It wasn't a fun thought.
It's a thought.
It was an awful thought. It took me to some dark places. What constitutes a soup?
Oh,
I make it. Just save it. We have a full hour for this. What constitutes a soup? I make a damn good pot roast, but I want to make a stew. No matter what I add, though, it's not thickening up. Why can't I call my pot roast a stew? How thick does it have to be before it's a stew? And why does vegetable bead, I think she meant to say beef, soup, any different from pot roast? What the hell is ramen? I need help, boys. Good luck and all the best. Man, fuck you, Amber. This was rough.
She sent that question in to tear us apart.
She knew what she was doing.
I've had a lot of internal struggle with this one. So
most of the internet has.
Okay, I read it and I was like, that's fun. I was like, tee hee, you know? And then by the end of it, I had like a goddamn eye patch and I stopped shaving. Like, this shit, I'm going to go in order of easiest to most difficult. That's how I've done this. So to address the pot roast, there is probably a cooking method that could turn pot roast into stew because they are very similar.
Okay.
And in the sources, I have a link that is a chart of the differences between the two. That I won't really get into, but it's things like liquid to solid ratio, how the vegetables are added, cooking duration, stuff like that. it's real. It's real, like, what's the word?
Particular.
Yeah.
Specific, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's real nitpicky. As for thickening it amber, I recommend adding a roux or trying to turn the broth into more of a gravy, which will make it more stew.
Oh, do you mean a roux?
Is it roux? Is that how you pronounce
it? Yeah.
How do you spell it?
Well, you're going to hate this. It's French. R-O-U-X.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
roux.
Yes,
is it roux?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, roux is just like the kid from fucking Pooh. is made from flour and fat, and it's just used to thicken stuff.
Hell yeah.
It's part of stews, usually. We'll get into stews in a little bit.
Okay.
Now, ramen. Jeremy, shut your cat up.
I'm sorry. June, baby, you need to go to your bed.
Jeremy has a cat that will have full-on conversations with you, and if you ignore her for too long, she'll start one on her own.
We're going to start giving her a mic.
It's very cute. It's
June, what do you think about this topic? Sorry, lucky loss today, John. Sorry.
For ramen, this is a simple one. Ramen is just noodles and broth. It is considered a Japanese noodle soup.
Okay. All right.
That
yeah.
That was much more straight up and down than I was.
So if I put like bow tie noodles in water, is that ramen?
Oh, God, Basir, we're getting there. We are getting there. Only if it's Japanese.
What if you got spaghetti with too much sauce?
I mean, that's not water. Whoa, wait.
Fuck.
Oh.
Okay, we'll get there.
It matters, like, what's the viscosity of the spaghetti sauce.
The viscosity depends on what it is. The viscosity is a thing. Okay, so...
tensions are already high.
So soup, what the fuck is it? I looked up a few definitions, and I found the one on Wikipedia, and I think that... pretty much summarizes what everyone said as like the formal definition.
Okay.
Soup is a primarily liquid food, generally served warm, hot, or cold, that is made by combining ingredients of meat or vegetables with stock, milk, or water. And this is not explicitly said in these definitions, but it is contextual that soup is made by cooking ingredients.
Okay.
That's the definition. Okay. Like when you combine these things, they expect you to apply heat, right?
It said usually served hot, cold, or
warm.
What else is there?
I'm gonna go
lukewarm.
That's just warm.
I'm gonna go back to the start of that. Usually liquid. What
is it? Primarily liquid.
When
food.
Is it not liquid? What? No. I love my solid soup. My like plasma soup.
stew is very thick.
Yeah, but it's still liquid.
But it's more of like a. I mean, we're jumping all over the place. We'll get there when we get there. I can almost guarantee that any soup-based question or concern you have, I have looked into it. Because I looked into a lot.
John's like, this drove me crazy.
It did, man. I was literally walking back from the gym today, and I said out loud, God damn it, because I thought of something. And I was like, is that a soup?
I have to edit my notes.
I had finished this, and I went back, and I read more, and I added more.
Wow.
Because I was like, that's new. Dedicated. I'm looking at my waveform right now, and it's so big. I'm so upset. So Wikipedia goes on to say that hot soups are traditionally characterized by boiling solid ingredients in liquids in a pot until the flavors are extracted, forming a broth.
Okay.
That's usually
makes
how
sense.
Hot soups
I follow.
Are made.
I follow.
It checks out.
I don't think this definition is nearly comprehensive enough, and that will become clear as to why the more we talk about it.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So we've been making soup for a long time. There's evidence that it dates back to 20,000 BCE. So,
wow.
Yeah, and you know, it makes sense. It's easy.
It was super easy.
Yeah, and back
food,
then.
Food, water.
This section.
hot food. Ooh, now.
Yum.
Exactly. This actually predates watertight containers. So they used to make soup in animal hides or baskets that they would make out of like bark. And they would put on hot rocks and heat that up.
Okay, I think I prefer the baskets over the animal hide, but that's just me.
No, it adds flavor.
I did think, I was like, I wonder what nasty fucking flavor you get with animal hide.
It's just like you're thinking like, oh, it's going to like infuse, but this is like early BCE. They weren't infusing shit. They just had this as a carrying container. They weren't thinking about the flavor. Like,
I bet it still blew them away though, right?
Yeah.
For the time, yeah, probably. Because,
I mean, they're probably like eating on roots and
yeah,
shit.
I mean, there wasn't salt yet, so like think about that.
Yeah, dude, they hadn't, the deers hadn't let people in on, I said deers. That's where my brain's at. That's where my sanity is. Deer hadn't taught us the secret of licking rocks. So.
Oh, yes.
I believe in our salt episode, which
we talked about, one of our first. Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. That was like one of the ways they discovered salt.
Right.
And it was believed that early trade routes were formed by following deer to salt and then just kind of forming routes out around that. Often soup was made basically to take pieces that weren't good. So like pieces of meat you probably didn't want to eat, maybe like bad vegetables and stuff, and then cook them into something that you would want to eat.
Oh, okay.
So like many, many, many foods, it's like, well, this is garbage. What do we do with it? It's like sausage, right?
Sausage is garbage?
Mix and match it up, but then eat it.
Oh, you're saying like you just combine a whole bunch of things that aren't good together?
Well, like the base, well, kind of like there's like parts of the animal that you can eat.
Yeah.
But you probably won't enjoy it, right? Mm-hmm. So like for sausage, what they used to do is take like all the leftover bits that no one wanted, like the butthole.
Hell yeah.
And they would like grind it all up and then put it literally into like an animal intestine. And that that was the original sausage.
The first sausage, okay.
And it was for poor people.
And now it's for everybody.
Now it's, yeah, now it's a Denny's. And it's one step above that.
they're like, oh, we didn't use animal hides anymore. Is the butt, huh? The butt, you got the, nah, don't worry about that.
Here at Denny's, we cook our soups in animal hides.
We use the whole anus here at Denny's.
We shred our buttholes in-house, never frozen.
Now that I've said it out loud, that feels more like an IHOP thing. Every time I go into IHOP and eat the food, I'm like, huh.
You do get hit with that sudden, like, inquisitive, like, huh, really?
Yeah.
This is what I'm, okay, this is what we're doing here.
Interesting. Have y'all ever eaten a non-breakfast item at an IHOP?
No.
I have, yeah. My sister loves IHOP, actually.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Really outing
her. She also hates Waffle House, so.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's like.
Let's talk about that.
She thinks. I mean, I think we have discussed this before.
No,
definitely not.
No.
So I don't want to put her own ideas out
no,
here.
No,
expose her. All right,
well, I'll if you're listening, Asara, I'll tell your stance on this the best as I remember.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But she thinks Waffle House is like low quality,
yes.
Just like slow, but like low quality to a point where like it doesn't, it's not redeemable.
What? That's its whole appeal.
It's like, oh, like, you know, it's like, oh, like, we've been to the Waffle House before. It's like a Waffle Home, you know? Like, you feel nice there.
Yeah.
The food is always, at least for me, I feel like the food's always consistent.
You walk in there and you can expect that nobody in there is better than you.
That's a new one. I haven't heard that one before.
And the wait staff have engaged in at least one fight that evening.
Yes.
Either with the customers or themselves.
So she prefers IHOP. I'm like, I mean, they are two different things. One's a diner, one's a restaurant, you know?
God damn, dude. Like, I was joking. IHOP sucks, man. IHOP, because Waffle House knows what it is. It's garbage food for people who want to eat garbage food.
See, that's why I like it, because you know what you're going to get when you go in there, right?
IHOP tries to do this, like, pretend thing where it's like, we're a dine-in family restaurant. You have to wait to be seated. And then you eat it, and you're like, fuck me, man. Everything here starts as a powder.
Yeah. Dude, I've had a whole bunch of burgers from IHOP, and it's just like...
They're fine.
It's like a step below mediocre for me.
It really is, right? Like, it is like... God, I'm just trying not to talk about soup. I'm so sorry.
If you put a burger in water, does it become a soup?
I'm like, this is not... Oh? Like, I know a lot of people, when they produce things, they try to like really up the emotional ante, right? To like get people
right.
Mm-hmm. I'm legit like fucked up over this because I thought I knew the answer because I used to debate this with people at work and I would like, I thought I had gotten to the core of this and I was ignorant.
Whoa.
John.
I was completely ignorant before now.
You of all people.
I know. It can happen to any of us. If it can happen to me, John, the smartest person ever. Even John, the man smarter than God and Satan and all the guys up there. Then it can happen to anyone.
It's definitely going to happen to you, listener.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Yeah, because you're probably not smarter than God or me.
Ah, there
welcome
it.
To Waffle House.
He walked into that one, just like I thought.
Welcome,
uh-huh.
Welcome to Waffle House. Oh, God. Okay.
Tell us about the soup, John.
Okay, God. So there's multiple types of soups.
Fuck.
They are split into two main categories. Clear soups. And thick soups.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Now, clear soups are probably what you think of when you think of soup. So they're just soups. They have no thickening agents in them.
Mm.
So the classic example, chicken noodle.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
It's not thick enough.
Mm-hmm. It's not thick. I think chicken soup sounds, or chicken noodle sounds gross. I don't want to eat that.
Wait, chicken noodle? Like chicken noodle?
Thick chicken noodle.
Ooh.
And there's something gross about that idea. this is just like watery broth, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be clear.
There's no viscosity.
There's no viscosity. There's no thickening to it. And this includes bouillon and broth, which are basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
These are both water-based soups that are made from simmering bones, meat, fish, or vegetable until you basically extract those flavors into the water. Mm-hmm. And it becomes that.
Okay.
It also includes, I think it's pronounced consomme. Consomme?
I don't know.
It's French. French. Apparently the French really spearheaded the soup thing. and that's made from simmering ground meats, vegetables, tomatoes, and egg whites into a bouillon or stock.
Okay.
So this is going to come up a lot. There's a lot of similarities between soups, like different types. It's really the ingredients and how you cook them. So the big difference between like a broth and a consommé is that broth doesn't have explicitly ground meats and it doesn't have to have tomatoes and you don't include egg whites. So that's kind of the big difference there.
Gotcha.
So then you have thick soups. Now, these are soups that have been thickened up.
Oh, yeah.
Using things like flour, cornstarch, cream, vegetables, etc. Oh, yeah.
Cream.
Make it thick.
Exactly.
Yes.
Give me the cornstarch, baby.
Listen. Could y'all be cool for a second?
Sorry, just got me excited.
Yeah.
Okay. An example of this would be cream of mushroom soup.
Mm.
No, that one does get me there a little bit.
Yeah, green mushroom soup is amazing.
It's very good.
It's great for cooking with.
It is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I don't ever use it.
I think mushroom is a good flavor added, like an additive to a different kind of.
Jeremy doesn't like mushrooms.
I don't like mushrooms.
It's fucked up.
Wow.
Okay. I don't understand.
I mean,
it's weird.
Why do you hate yourself?
Why do I hate myself?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a whole other episode.
it's wild, too, because mushrooms are like a really neutral taste.
It's the texture that gets me.
That's like the best part.
Yeah. It is kind of weird at first. I'll agree.
Because it's kind of like meat?
It's like, for me, like I like the way it tastes. Mm-hmm. And the texture, I can do with or without. I'm not a big fan or a hater. But like, it's just like, they taste slimy. It's hard to explain. Even if they were like drier than they would be just out of a can or a jar.
Sure.
They taste so like, I don't know. It's like it's meat, but it's not meat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I quite like the texture. I think especially for vegetables, like if you cook up like a bunch of vegetables and you put mushroom in there, that's a different texture experience.
Mm.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it just kind of it stays squishy.
But if you're not expecting it, I guess that's what. if you just take a bite and you know it's in there, it's like, oh, if like for a second you're like, what is it? Oh, it's the mushroom.
Right. Like someone sneaks it in there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I had a special surprise in this.
No.
To see if you can taste it.
No.
Is it the mushroom? Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh.
It's very distinct. All right. So types of thick soups include bisque, which is made from shellfish and traditionally has the introduction of a paste that is made from ground shellfish shells.
Okay.
Mm.
Which I don't think I've ever had a real bisque. I'm going to be honest.
I didn't know some ground shells like that.
I didn't know bisque had to have shellfish. I'll be honest, up until I did this, I thought soup titles were just like how they have different types of roads.
What?
Well, like an avenue is something specific, right?
Yeah.
And a street is something specific, but it doesn't fucking matter.
But they all a type of street at
they
the end
the
of
the
day, right?
Cars
thing.
All go on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought that's what soups were like, where it's this is a bisque because, yeah, fuck it. I like tomato bisque sounds good. Right, I didn't realize it's like bisque has to have shellfish.
I thought it was just like the way you cook it and like the ingredients, but I didn't know that it was like, oh, it has to have this thing, otherwise it's not.
Well, it is. It's just like I didn't realize there was hard lines on it. Is what I'm saying.
Mm. The culinary world does not play
up until the point where they fuck around like they did with the soup definition. It also includes cream soups, which is just a basic roux thinned with milk or cream, and then combined with whatever ingredients you want. And pottage, a medieval soup where you boil a bunch of vegetables and meats until it becomes a mush.
Ooh.
And as far as I could tell, this was just done to make sure that the meat wouldn't kill you.
Oh.
It was like, what's the quickest way you can make this food so it doesn't go bad?
Yeah, just cook it until, just punish it until it is unrecognizable.
Dissolves.
I love like old medieval like recipes because it really is just like, we have this food, let's just throw it together and fucking make it hot
and just
mash it together. Just oh yeah, here you go.
A part of me feels like it would have tasted better than we think because your tongue was not requiring as much seasoning as we are now.
Yeah, like they were used to it back
not
then.
Not just that, but like I feel like I'm fucked up because I ate at Taco Bell once. Like I know what chemically enhanced food tastes like. Mm. It's so super raw shit doesn't taste the same, yeah. Right? It's like
probably like all those vegetables and stuff tasted different.
Exactly, then. Right? Yeah. It probably tastes a little more pure. Probably there's less pollutants and shit like that. Mm. It's kind of like how if you do meth once, it like fucks up your ability to feel pleasure forever.
Damn,
or something
son.
Like that. I don't know if that's true. I've heard that. I feel like eating Taco Bell is very similar.
Listeners, give your thoughts on that in the comments.
Yeah,
if you have
any
experience that was
meth
use.
Any meth users in the audience?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just want to know.
Yeah, I'm curious. So let's look at Soup's cousins.
Ooh.
This is kind of the Soup family.
Okay.
I'm considering Soup to be the patriarch, right? Or okay. Matriarch, depending on your society. like everything, Soup probably came first, and then everything else is just different variations and different versions of Soup, right?
Okay.
Does that sound good to y'all?
I am out of my depth, so yes.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
So we're going to look at Stew. Stew is much thicker and has a lot less liquid, and it basically has the consistency of gravy. Like, I don't remember what we were talking about earlier, Basir, but you brought up, like, stew. Mm-hmm. That's the big thing, is that it's much more viscous, but it's particularly, it is like a gravy.
So I'm seeing, like you got the soup bubble, and then inside the soup bubble is the stew bubble.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then in as you go down the soup bubble, it gets darker. And more twisted, and the shapes become more non-Euclidean, and you hear dissonant whispers at the edge of your mind, and you think to yourself, I could just give in. I could just do what the whispers want.
Don't do it.
Well, we probably will get there.
Oh, man.
We'll see at the end of the episode.
Yeah, we'll see at the end of the episode where I'm at. Now, you can achieve a stew by reduction, so just like cooking all the a lot of the liquid out of it, or adding thickening agents such as flour, cornstarch.
Cream is a thickening agent?
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. It adds body to it. Also, another distinction is that a soup needs to be served in like a bowl or a cup, whereas a stew can be served on a plate if you want
Makes
to.
Makes sense, yeah.
It's thick enough to do so.
Who says I can't eat my soup on a plate?
But see, I'm literally not going to stop you.
Who's out there saying I can't eat my soup on a
Listen,
plate the way I
want to?
Listen,
motherfucker, if you go to Merriam-Webster
dictionary. It'd just be like not that much soup.
I thought this was America.
It,
I thought
that's
I
true.
Could
it would
eat
be...
my food in whatever kind of appliance or utensil I want to.
Well, we could. And then they elected Barack Hussein Obama.
And he took away our freedom.
He took away our freedom.
He took away our soup.
And now, I can't even make racist jokes anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they ended racism.
They
what
ended
am I supposed to do now?
Can't get shit.
My entire personality is
horrible.
Gone.
Yeah, dude, I'm not funny anymore. And now I can't even make fun of women?
Oh, my God.
Country's going to hell.
Have you seen those posts on Twitter? It was like, we used to be a country of like, values and morals. And it's just, like, it's, like, pictures of, like, just random things. Like, one was, like a McDonald's, like, playroom of all the chairs or, like, hot dog seats.
Oh, my God.
It was, like, the first one was like that, how you would think. Yeah. And then everyone just started riffing on it and, like,
oh, no.
Making different, like,
Holy
funny
shit.
Posts for the 80s and 90s. And stuff.
I like when something happens and people just fucking run away with it as fast as they can. Like, how they added The Rock to Fortnite.
Oh, what God. A reveal. Oh,
and to my knowledge, that's only been in the world for 24 hours, and it's already a meme. And people are using it.
As it should.
Okay, so the next one is Chowder.
I love that show.
Chowder can be a stew or a soup, but it is thickened by crackers or ship biscuits, which is just a type of biscuit slash cracker.
Did you say ship
biscuits? Ship
biscuits.
Okay.
Biscuit.
Ship.
With a P
biscuit.
Or a T?
A P.
Ah, okay,
ship.
Okay.
Biscuit.
I was like, wow, not really appetizing name for the biscuit.
No, it's not, is it? You can also, if those scare you, you can use a roux. But I don't understand. Okay. I don't understand, though, what a chowder is if you don't thicken it with crackers or biscuits. That wasn't very clear.
Is that just a soup at that point?
No, because you've thickened it.
But I'm saying if you don't thicken it without crackers and...
Listen, Basir, if you have problems with this...
Oh, man.
Well, I'm asking, like what...
I'd be honest, it probably is an ingredient thing. There are probably things you put in chowders that make it chowders. Like for our next one, gumbo.
Gumbo.
Almost entirely characterized by the types of ingredients you typically put in it.
Mm,
it is very indicative of Cajun food and Cajun ingredients. And that's kind of its big thing. It's not like a viscosity thing or how you cook it. It's that like you put things, like you thicken it with like okra or filet powder, but you don't have to. But the other stuff you put in it is just extremely Cajun.
Yeah.
So gumbo is basically just Cajun soup. That's like when you get down to it.
I'm hungry.
Wow,
man.
this is confusing. So there's soup, and then there's soup like things that have different ingredients, and then there's soup like things that have different consistencies that fit under that bubble.
Well, it's like, what's the difference between like fettuccine alfredo and mac and cheese?
Well, one costs $25.
Right. I mean, yes. But I mean, at the end, they're pastas with cheese, right?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't call them the same thing.
Yeah.
At least not in front of...
You'll get kicked out.
No, at least not in the Olive Garden.
What's the difference?
No. Okay, so the problem that I found with soup and some of his cousins is that the distinction between what is a soup and what is not a soup starts to unravel the harder you look at it. It's much like Heisenberg's uncertainty principle.
Oh, no.
In which the more you know about the soup's position, the less you know about the soup's speed and vice versa.
Schrodinger's soup.
And this is very like apparent the more you start to look at some of these next ones. And I put here in all caps, this is where it really starts to get unhinged. And I also misspelled it.
Yes.
It was getting crazy in the research at that point.
Yes, this is where I started to get upset. So, we have fruit soup. And the difference here is that fruit soup, the primary ingredient, is fruit.
What?
Like pumpkin soup. You ever heard of pumpkin soup?
Oh, no. Pumpkins are fruits?
Pumpkins, what the fuck did you think they were?
I just never thought about it.
Jesus Christ. No, it's fucked up. The tomato is a fruit, but they don't treat it like that in the soup world.
They don't.
That's treated like a vegetable in a soup world. Mm-hmm. This is, and these typically are sweeter. They don't have to be.
Because they're fruits, yeah.
Yeah, but they can be. Like, pumpkin soup can be savory.
So could you technically, is ketchup technically a fruit soup?
No. I looked this up. It's a sauce.
Oh, okay.
Sauce is different. And I looked that up because I was like, and because it's the way it's used.
And application difference.
Yes, and its thickness. And
I love how you have an answer ready to go.
Because I panicked. I was like, sauce soup. I had that thought.
It's all the alarms going off in your head.
Because I didn't write that down, but I remember.
He's like, I looked this up.
No, so often fruit soups are served cold. They can even include alcoholic drinks put in them. Ooh. That seems to be very European. Mm. Now, did you boys notice how this has immediately fucked our definition?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Because like, what's it like? You just put fruit in there. Like, why can't it be a regular soup?
Well, see, the big thing is that this does not include vegetables or meat at all. And the definition of soup that I found says you have to use vegetables and meat.
This is a false pretender.
So, like, when you get water at a restaurant and they add lemon to it, is that a fruit soup?
Ooh. No.
It's only one ingredient, though. Is that what?
No, it's more so that there is, like, God, fuck. There's... Okay.
I can see how this made you go crazy.
It's two things. It's two things.
Okay.
You drink that only. There's no way to eat that, right? Because you're not deriving like physical nourishment in the same way you would food. You're congesting the liquid. And there is no solids in it.
Okay. The ice doesn't count.
No, the ice
doesn't count. Because it's still water.
Ice is water, Jeremy. Technically, I hate to be the one to tell you that.
I have my water soup here.
Yeah. Now, fruit soup it pairs very well with our next category, which is dessert soup.
Ooh.
This is usually just a fruit soup. It could be other things, though, that leans into the sweetness of it and is served after a meal.
Okay.
I also found a recipe for chocolate soup, which sounds terrible.
Oh, yeah.
A great example of dessert soup would be tong sui, which is a term in Cantonese cuisine that refers to any sweet, warm soup / custard that is served as a dessert. So this is a whole category. It's a big thing. It's also contended of whether or not some of these count as soups, but I feel like that's a little Western-centric personally. One thing I did find was like a sweet version of egg drop soup that is served as a dessert.
It is almost
the same thing. It's just sweeter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's served as a dessert. So, great. Now that we've completely fucked this.
Wait, so if I had a fruit soup after dinner, then it's a dessert soup?
Yes.
But if I had it before dinner, it's a fruit soup?
Yes.
Okay.
Because dessert's just a sweet thing you eat after the meal.
We introduced another category now.
Yep.
When do you eat it? Determines what it's called.
Yeah, when do you want to eat this soup? Whoops, it's not soup anymore. You drank it.
Well, all right. Well, it's not like when you eat it, it's in what order.
That's the, well, that's the same thing.
Well, because like, it, like, it's not like you eat this at noon and it's
that's
still
not what he
soon.
Meant. Oh, yeah, he meant like when during the meal.
I'm just saying,
Jeremy, keep your hands to yourself. All right, we don't.
Keep your hand out of my thought bubble.
Yeah. All right. And I know some of you might be thinking, wow, John's really hogging the mic right now. We've got to get through this, man. There's so much. There's so much.
He's like, I have 8 pages left.
This is a long one. I had about a page longer than I normally do of notes. So let's review our original definition of soup. A primarily liquid food, generally served warm, hot, or cold, that is made by combining ingredients of meat and vegetables with stock, milk, or water, and is done so through cooking. So this doesn't work anymore because we don't have to have meat or vegetables.
Right.
Right? Because there's fruit soup and dessert soup. But it starts to get really worse. So I realize that the core of this question comes down to a very heated debate that at the time of conceiving this idea, I was like, this is going to be a real lighthearted, funny one. But it's not.
Uh-oh.
And that debate is cereal a soup?
Ooh, yeah. This has been debated for years.
And we're going to get to that after the break. All right, I'm parking by window. I want to be able to see it where I'm sitting down. You know what I'm saying? All right, I appreciate it. There's a fiver in it for you. Jeremy, baby, how's it going?
Hey, Babula, John, my baby.
That's a nice cashmere coat, Jeremy.
Yes.
It's a good fit.
Yes, my wife bought it for me.
Oh, wow, you got a wife.
No, I don't.
Oh, well.
You get them and you lose them.
Okay, you know, I like to tell people that the money we got from that book promotion we did for K.E. Andrews, The Assassin of Grins and Secrets, didn't change us.
Uh-huh.
But I feel good, man.
Man, I got married once.
I know. That was great. It was a wild week. Yes, and you know what? Oh, hold on. Sorry. My Motorola Razor's ringing.
Oh, shit. The new one?
Elon, babe, what is it? No, I'm sorry. I don't want to promote your new rocket ship.
Is that Elon?
Well, I think you're a douchebag, so I don't want to be associated with you.
John, but space.
Yeah, Thursday? Yeah, I can play Minecraft. All right, sounds good. Sorry, Jeremy. I just, you know.
You play Minecraft with Elon Musk?
Oh, man, I play Minecraft with everybody these days, Jeremy. I've made so much money. The book has been a big hit, Jeremy.
Really?
Yes, because it came out and it sold exorbitantly well.
Whoa.
And yes, and our royalties. Why are you acting shocked? We literally just talked about how you got so rich that a woman found you attractive.
Money makes me forget, John. That's why she left me.
I'm sure there's... Sorry, my razor's ringing again. Hello, Spielberg. How's it going?
Spielberg?
Oh, you want me to be in your... Oh, man. I would love to be in your Forrest Gump sequel.
What?
But I can't because I'm too busy. Well, I'm writing the screenplay for the adaptation for The Assassin of Grins and Secrets by K.E. Andrews. Have you heard of it? Oh, well, that's because you're an old shit, okay?
John.
I could talk to him like this.
John.
I have money now.
Oh, okay.
Well, since you want to know, since apparently you don't go on Twitter, it follows the story of an assassin seeking revenge for her ravaged homeland, as she teams up with her enemy son and loyal servant to destroy him from inside the safety of his own walls.
It's really good, Steven.
Yeah, it's called a twist. You're not supposed to see it coming.
What would he know?
Well, it's good. You should read it. What is that, Eve? What do you mean you're too busy reading scripts? You don't make movies anymore, Steven. All right, wait, I gotta go.
Can you send him my screenplay?
I can't, Jeremy.
Oh.
I'm too busy rereading The Assassin of Grins and Secrets.
It's that good.
It is. I bought it both on Amazon and Barnes & Noble because it's available on both. And I bought it with the money I made from the royalties from reading the promotion.
Literally, you have no excuse not to have access to it.
I will buy you several thousand copies.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's a lie. I'm very stingy. But you should go buy it with your own money.
My money?
Yes, your own. No, Jeremy, to the people we're talking to.
Oh, okay, yeah, your money.
Jesus Christ. No, their money.
Our money.
Okay. Listen, it's out now. If you missed the last couple episodes we promoted, you didn't get a chance to pre-order it, and you can never undo that. So now write that wrong and just go buy it.
Just go get the book.
Just go get the book.
It's good, I promise.
It must be good. It's made me exorbitantly rich. Did you hear how I spoke to Elon Musk?
And I am virtually unlovable, and it got me married.
For like 3 days.
For like 3 days.
That's pretty good.
It's honestly a new record.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God, I'm thinking about how rich this promotion is going to make us.
Oh my God, man. I'm already feeling it.
No, my God. I'm going to buy Jeff Bezos and then throw him.
I'm going to buy a new wallet to keep all my money in.
Ooh, that's... Yeah. down there. You can probably already do that now, Jeremy.
Can I? I don't probably. Think so.
I'm just going to keep buying insulin. Jesus God. Okay.
It's going to be okay.
We'll right. get through it somehow.
I want everyone to stay with me here because this is going to feel like a tangent.
He's like, no, this is part of the research.
But this will circle back around. I don't drop any plot threads here.
I promise it's important.
So I asked myself, is cereal a soup? And I pondered this, much like Socrates or any of his cool friends.
Socrates?
Yeah, the joke is I mispronounced it, Jeremy.
I missed it too.
I thought I was just stupid. I don't know.
Well, I realize the issue is that that joke is popularized by Bill and Ted. That is an exceptionally Caucasian film. So that's my bad.
Yeah, wrong crowd.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I was proposed the idea recently that Caucasian is an offensive term. I was not given evidence. I was just told, hey, I heard that's an offensive term. Not by a person who was offended by it.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, why? Oh. And they're like, I don't know. I was like, sounds fake.
So someone who wasn't offended by it told you that someone else is offended by it?
They were just like, I heard
very
today
Caucasian.
That Caucasian is offensive.
That's like when people started saying that Karen was a slur.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure where. I mean, like, I think Caucasian's a silly term because no one cares being called white. Yeah. So I don't see why we had to come up with a fancy one. I always felt like it was after the push for African American was like, well, now we can't just call them white. We got to spice
it from somewhere.
The lands of caucus.
If it's like if we're gonna call them anything, it should just be English, right? Because England comes from the word Angloland, which literally means land of whites.
The Anglo-Saxons.
Yes, it's just it's the white land. So
white land.
That's what it means.
Oh my God.
It means white land. That's nuts.
Hey kids, come on down to white land.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
So, okay, so is cereal a soup? I ask myself, and I came to the conclusion it can't be a soup because you don't cook it.
Okay.
You don't cook soup.
Okay.
Because,
okay. All right.
Now, I looked for some definitions of cooking.
Okay.
And cooking is considered to be the is applying heat to food to get it ready for consumption. You have to apply heat to make it cooking.
Okay.
So if you make food without applying heat, I'm just going to say like you prepare it or make it. Like you make a sandwich.
Right.
You prepare a salad. You don't cook these things. So cereal's not a soup.
Gotcha.
And then I found gazpacho.
Ooh.
And so the problem with gazpacho, for anyone who doesn't know what that might
gazpacho.
Be. Jeremy, you know what gazpacho is?
No.
Basir, do you know what gazpacho is?
He's a character on Chowder.
Yes, he was a character on Chowder.
Yeah, he's an elephant.
I do remember that.
Yes.
That was my first thought. I was like, I recognize that word. That's heartwarming. I love Chowder. And now if I saw that character, I would throw up.
Oh my God.
Gazpacho is a cold tomato-based soup that originates from the Iberian. No, it sounds great, actually. Ew. Shut the fuck up. Jeremy, you don't like anything.
You're correct.
Jeremy won't eat anything that can't be served to you through a window at a Wendy's.
He's like, flavor. Can you take some flavor off of there, please?
Is Thank this
you.
Salt?
I'll have the burger without the meat, please.
Can I have the burger hold the burger?
I'm gonna open my mouth. Can you fan air into it? I think Jeremy would be satisfied being a photosynthesizer if he could just eat sunlight.
You know how much time I would save? How much money
I would
save?
How you would save? You would like have to lay down on the grass like for 20 minutes a day.
I lay down inside for 20 minutes a day. Like, come on.
Laying in the grass and absorbing light for nourishment, Basir, sounds blissful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck off,
but
y'all.
I would miss eating. I would miss the taste
of
food.
If you have to do that instead of eating, I would much rather eat.
You could still eat. You just don't need it for nourishment.
I'm just saying that Jeremy sitting in the sun absorbing it would be as tasteful as the food he eats.
Oh, so tasteless.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like, wait, this is a little better.
Exactly. So it originates from the Iberian Peninsula, which is mostly made up of Spain and Portugal. It's also got a little bit of France, a little bit of Andorra and Gibraltar.
Wow.
So you could probably picture in your head where that is.
Sure.
You know where Spain is, Jeremy?
Yeah. Right. I mean, my world map is kind of foggy in my head.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Spain is someone next to Mexico, right?
Yeah.
I know that's not.
All the Spanish-speaking ones are right there next to each
other. Yeah, they're in Spanish land.
Otherwise,
right?
How would they all speak Spanish?
That's what I'm saying, right? Yeah. Like, how would you would tell me that, so you
that,
guys...
That train of thought has definitely been used by someone before. That
yeah, is, 100%. That's... Now, you're telling me that you speak Spanish, and you speak Spanish, but you're all the ding-dang way over there. How did you...
No. Fake news.
And then these guys don't even speak Spanish, and they're right there.
Bullshit. This is bullshit. So there's a few theories as to the origin of this sinister concoction. But the one that I found the most information on is that it was brought to Spain by the Romans, and back then would have been made of bread, olive oil, water, vinegar, and garlic, and then would later have tomatoes incorporated into the dish.
So this is cold, though, right?
This is cold. It's served cold. Recipes I found required you to manually cool it in the fridge for a couple hours before it is served.
Really?
Yes. That's also to let the... Jeremy, fuck off, man. You're making me so fucking mad.
I just don't like the idea of cold soup.
You know what? Like, so Jeremy and I are working on a little future project that's coming up, and I don't want to give anything away, but part of the pre-production, and this sounds weird, requires me to make a list of things that piss me off. Mm. And that's going on there,
so
Jeremy.
It's gonna be a lot of content.
So it's gonna be a lot of fucking content. But that's all I'm gonna say about it.
We'll never run out of content.
Yeah. It's also believed that gazpacho had influences from Greece and the Moors and Arab culture.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Really circled back around to fuck me up. Thanks, guys. That's really awesome. So here's where gazpacho fucks everything up. It is made of raw blended vegetables.
Green juice.
You don't fucking cook it. You just blend it.
Oh.
You don't fucking use heat. What? You don't cook this fucking soup, Basir. You just mix it.
Wait, so I'm thinking about the cooking. Like, well, shit, no cooking is in the
there's
process.
No, there's
the,
no cooking.
The chilling
it.
Process. So you mix all the shit together.
Yes.
And you think, oh, that's not cold enough. Let me go put it in the fridge for a couple hours.
It'd be room temperature at that point. It is traditionally served during like the heat of the day during summer months. So for something to physically cool the body down, right? Because Spain gets really hot.
Yeah.
And so that's like the purpose of it. It is purposely to cool down the body.
Okay.
That's not the problem with it, Basir.
That's not the problem.
The problem with it is it completely fucks soup because you don't cook it.
Yeah. What is it now?
You just mix it. And I think as we go further, you'll understand the horror that I faced.
Okay.
Which is, there are so many fucking things that you don't cook that are primarily liquid-based.
That opens the door to cereal.
What about oatmeal?
Ooh.
Oh, no. Oh, no!
So it gets worse. Gazpacho is more like a family of soups.
Oh, God.
There's other variations, including ajo blanco, which is a cold soup from Granada, and Malaga, which, if Malaga sounds familiar, that's that autonomous region of Spain that like tried to rebel, and Spain went, no!
Stop it.
Stop.
And then America was like, come on, Spain. And then nothing happened. and it consists of bread, almonds, garlic, water, olive oil, salt, and sometimes vinegar.
Ooh.
I also found an interesting recipe in which you top it with roasted grapes, which was made by lathering the grapes in canola oil, sprinkling it with salt and pepper, and then cooking in the oven for 30 minutes.
Okay.
I know what you're going to ask.
Raisins?
Those sound good.
They sound great. It's not raisins.
Okay.
You also take like the heated juice and pour it in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh,
like,
that
it
sounds
in
good.
It sounds
that
dope sounds as fuck, really and I really want to make it. That doesn't count as cooking because that's not the soup.
It's just the additive.
You're putting
top.
It on the soup.
Yeah.
You're cooking the ingredient.
No, it's not an ingredient. It's like a garnish.
Oh.
That's not considered part of the...
I mean, but you're going to... So you don't eat it?
You know, you eat it, but that's not soup.
But it's in the soup.
If I put crackers on the soup and eat it, the crackers aren't a part of the soup.
You got to cook...
Touché.
Yeah, okay,
touché.
That makes sense.
Don't
okay.
fuck with me.
Yeah,
I am
you,
the
okay,
world
yeah,
expert.
You got that shit. You got that shit, yeah.
All right, so I asked myself, what the fuck is soup?
I mean,
you don't have to cook it, because that was my only saving grace, which you have to cook it. Mm-hmm. That was the only thing I could hold on to. Soup does not have to be cooked. It does not have to be hot. It can have meat, vegetables, fruit, or be a dessert. It can be eaten at any meal. It can be either the side dish, a main course, or an appetizer. So I'm at my fucking limit at this point of the research. So and at this point, this is the definition that I came up with. Soup is a primarily liquid-based food that is prepared and then eaten.
So, okay, by your definition.
Yes.
that opens the door to so many other things, though.
Well, see, Basir, that's why there's still more time for the show.
Oh.
Is you're right. It does. It opens the world. Where this is.
You thought that was the end? No.
If the first part of this question was a old stately home that maybe had a little wear and tear on it but could be buffed out,
right.
Then the gazpachos thing was like the basement that maybe is a little creepy, then from here on out, this is the rusted door at the bottom of the basement behind the shelf that's been nailed shut, and there's no record of it in the blueprints anywhere.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Does that analogy summarize it for you guys?
I hear knocking coming from the door.
I have anxiety. So
yes. Exactly. There's whispers coming from the door, and I feel compelled to open it. So what the fuck is a smoothie?
That was a great transition.
That's what it said to me. And I said, damn.
Oh, shit.
So it's mostly made of fruit, it's sweet like a dessert, and right? It's blended like a gazpacho.
This is true.
Obviously, the main difference is that you eat soup and you drink a smoothie, right?
Oh, my God.
So that means that I looked at the general ingredients of a smoothie are akin to fruit soup, typically.
Yeah.
So that's the big difference. You have to drink smoothie. So smoothie can't be soup. And then I woke up in front of the door.
So wait, there's another layer here. How you eat it depends on the soup.
Yes. And like I'm over here trying to keep myself from asking stupid questions.
No, please ask.
No, because I'm like, okay, but like, couldn't you just drink soup?
Okay, but you like, could, but you're still technically eating it because it's for nourishment.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like a straw rule. Like if you can't complete the meal with the straw, then you were drinking.
Like, there's gonna be some solids in there.
I disagree.
Ooh.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Drinks are for hydration.
Okay.
Food is for nourishment.
Okay. I can get behind that.
But a smoothie is for nourishment as well as hydration.
A smoothie will not hydrate you.
Isn't there water in it?
I think so.
Most smoothies are milk-based.
Milk hydrating?
Not really. It's not the purpose, though.
It gets my mouth wet, so it hydrates me.
Okay. But when you eat cereal, you're not like, I'm thirsty.
Well, I don't get a drink with my cereal.
But I'm saying, but you don't think I'm thirsty. I should go get some cereal.
But you do think I'm thirsty. I'm going to get a smoothie.
Not necessarily. And it also is very filling. Now, here's the thing. You guys are doing a wonderful job of playing all the voices in my head.
What about protein shakes?
God. What's in a protein shake?
It's a powder. It's a powder. It's usually either water or milk.
It's not cooked, though.
It's not. It's prepared.
Protein shake. I looked up shape. I'm like shaking.
The shape of protein.
Protein shake ingredients.
I think that's farther down on the list. It's farther away from soup than a smoothie is, I think.
What are the ingredients in a protein shake? Okay. Protein powder, mix of water, milk, or milk substitute.
Yep.
It has vitamins. This doesn't nourish you.
I mean, like, it gives the vitamins,
yeah. But it's not like there's nothing to, like, hold on to in this, right?
Because, like, some people, I mean, a lot of people use it for working out, but some people use it as a meal replacement. So there is some degree of nourishment.
See, but that's different than, like, workout powder, because then it's, like, meal replacement powder but than it's a workout like, powder.
But, like, part of that meal replacement is it's, like, a liquid diet thing, right? Which comes up.
Oh, my God.
I found a smoothie recipe. I was reading the smoothie recipes, and I found this one. It ran my blood fucking cold.
This is like we're at the bottom of the abyss, staring up at where we started. And
yeah.
It's like, God.
So let me get back to setting the scene. I wake up in a sweat. I'm in front of the door. I don't remember how I got here.
Oh no!
As far as I know, I bolted the basement door, so I shouldn't be able to be here. I smell blood in the air. Here's the recipe that the door tells me. Add the spinach, almond milk, chia seeds, banana, and avocado to the pitcher of a blender and blend. Depending on the power of the appliance, you may need to stop it. Stir the ingredients and then continue blending. If the consistency is too thin, blend in some ice cubes. Transfer to a bowl, add toppings, and enjoy with a spoon. You eat it with a spoon. That's not a drink.
That's
a soup.
That's a soup.
That's a soup.
Oh my God!
It's just cold. Yeah. It's just fruit gazpacho.
Ew. I was just about to say that if you mixed up some gazpacho like that, it would be the exact same thing.
Exactly.
Oh God!
It's the same thing.
God. Oh man!
What's the difference? And I looked it up. And smoothies are supposed to count as a drink because they are liquid, but you also like kind of eat them. And like, yeah. And drinks, you don't put things like fucking spinach and avocado and banana. Those are things you eat. You drink milk and water and soda and liquor to forget to forget what the door says.
You put, I mean, you put that in green juice, but that is, I would consider that a drink still, not a soup.
This is you eat this with a spoon, Basir.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, this is
you put
this
stuff
is,
on it.
This is the chaos one. This breaks the rule.
This fucks it up because this still counts as a smoothie.
Oh my god!
So it's both.
Unless we want to make another rule, but like,
no, what? But here's the thing: you can drink a smoothie, right?
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
thick, and it's it has thick. Things in it that fill you up with nourishment, like fruit.
Okay.
Just because you happen to drink smoothies and put it in a cup doesn't change the fact that it is almost identical to a gazpacho. And as if God were to punish me for every transgression I've ever committed on this show, he came down, parted the clouds, and said, "You were real mean to Jeremy that one time."
And you were.
He went onto Wikipedia and he added, "See also," this is the smoothie page, "See also gazpacho."
Oh,
and I was like,
oh
fuck,
man.
Fuck.
This is where the two ends meet, and you're just like, what the fuck?
No.
So smoothies are soup. Okay.
Oh, no. We're making some big distinctions here.
So then I circled back around to cereal. This is when this bastard came back in. It's primarily liquid. It's prepared. It includes solid pieces, and it's served cold. It's a fucking soup. So here was my then proposed definition of a soup. A primarily liquid-based food with the purpose of serving as a meal, snack, a dessert. And then I found out that fruit pulp is considered a solid. And if you have a liquid diet, you cannot consume fruit pulp.
So like orange juice?
Orange juice a soup if you keep the pulp?
Oh my god!
So that can't be right because it's only orange juice.
Yeah,
you don't prepare it. I mean, you kind of.
Well, someone prepares it.
Someone
it's not you.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. But you don't combine anything. You don't add anything. It's just orange juice.
Okay.
Okay.
It's just the orange juice.
Yeah.
So, my final definition: soup is a primarily liquid-based food made by combining and or preparing ingredients with the purpose of serving as a meal, snack, or dessert. You have to have more than one thing in it.
Okay.
So a liquid with... Now...
Okay, I have a potential exception to this rule.
Okay.
What if I get, like, a shake, a chocolate shake with, like, chocolate pieces in it? There's more than one thing in there. It's cold. It's technically for nourishment.
Dessert.
Dessert soup? Like what is?
I think that's dessert soup.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna be honest with you. I think that's dessert soup.
Everything is soup.
Everything's a soup.
Under this definition, I looked it up. Bubble tea counts. Because,
oh my god, it does.
Because it actually counts really good because the pearls are typically made out of tapioca, which is derived from vegetables.
Oh, I feel like if you like got your sandwich wet, it'd be a soup.
If you okay, but what's the difference between soup and water with a sandwich in it? What if I applied heat? What if I cooked that for 30 minutes? Is that soup?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, at that point, yeah.
Right? Also, as you mentioned earlier, Jeremy, this oatmeal's a stew.
What?
Because it has a gravy-like consistency. Fuck you. It's a stew.
Wait.
Oatmeal is a stew.
What are grits?
Uh-oh.
Grits are not mostly liquid.
But they're okay.
They're made up of tiny solids.
Isn't technically everything made up of tiny solids?
Oh, fuck off. No. I looked it up. I swear to God. I looked it up.
The audacity!
No, but I pivoted. I knew some fucker would say something like that. I looked it up. There is a distinction between liquid, solid, and gas, and there is such thing as semi-liquid and semi-solid. As long as it is liquid to semi-liquid, it is considered in the liquid family and is thus in the realm of soup.
It potentially can be a soup now. Okay.
Semi-solid would be a thing like a sauce. It is mostly solid.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Whereas something like an oatmeal or a smoothie, God help us, is liquid to semi-liquid. I'm like losing it. I'm sorry.
So that's my definition.
Can you say it one more time?
A primarily liquid-based food made by combining and or preparing ingredients with the purpose of serving as a meal, snack, or dessert. It could be any goddamn temperature. You could put whatever the fuck you want in it. I don't care if it's mostly water and methamphetamines. If you blend that shit, it's a soup.
It's soup.
So, like, the rule I feel like we keep coming back to is it has to provide nourishment and be...
That's not in my definition. That's like the way I'm kind of categorizing it. Difference between a drink and a food.
See, this, like, at the beginning of this episode, I had such a clear line in my head. Exactly, between drink. Right? Yeah, and now this is becoming so faded.
Exactly. And now at this point, you are banging on the door and you don't know how you became on the other side of the door. But you are.
Oh, God.
And you hear your wife calling for you on the other side, and she eventually gives up saying he must have gone to work. And she can't hear you.
Oh, no.
And the room on the inside, it's way bigger than it should be. How could it possibly be this big, Jeremy? And at the center of it, do you know what it is, Jeremy? It's just a bowl of goddamn soup. And that's what's been whispering the whole time. There you go, Amber.
What kind of soup is it?
It's a nice tomato bisque. It's actually a traditional one with a mashed shell paste. Actually has like some carrots and celery in it, which celery adds a lot to the flavor palette of a soup. So
wait, is Bloody Mary a soup?
Are mixed drink soups?
That would be a soup. Okay, I feel like that's definitely a soup.
Is it a food?
Yes, there's food. I mean, there's food in there.
Is a Bloody Mary a food?
I mean, it's a drink.
Okay, then it doesn't count. The definition, a primarily liquid-based food.
But there's solid food in there. It's a whole celery stock.
If I drop noodles in my water and drink it, it's not suddenly soup.
I mean...
No, it's not. It's not. No, it's not. You can't make that argument.
It's not prepared. It's not prepared, though. Like, that's the difference.
No, the difference is that it's not a food. We know what a drink and a food is.
Do we?
Yes.
Do we?
We clearly... If I don't, I'm going to go to the bathroom and hang myself because I've worked so long on coming up with this. It's a drink. If it's a drink, it's not soup.
Okay.
You can drink soup, but that's a verb, not a noun.
And a social crime.
Yes. So, to honor my sanity and to fully welcome soup into the family...
Oh, my God.
What did I say? God damn it. To welcome cereal into the soup family. Soup. I whipped up a little snack for everybody. And I thought this was very fitting because if you boys remember, our first ever episode with Basir 50 episodes ago was about cereal mascots.
Oh, yeah.
So I whipped up a cereal gazpacho.
Oh, no.
It's in the fridge right now. It's been cooling for 2 hours.
Oh.
That's what I brought in that container.
Now,
the cowards at Kellogg's put out a recipe for Fruit Loop soup, but I did not use that because that was simply a fruit soup with Fruit Loops sprinkled on top, floating around in it.
Okay.
So, nice try, Kellogg's, you dumb fucks. That's not what you think it is. So, let me go get it for you boys, and then I will go over the ingredient list and how I made this.
All right.
I'll say I can't wait. I can hardly wait.
I'm hungry, so I'm willing to give it a chance.
I feel like this is going to make you less hungry somehow. I don't know.
I mean, either way, problem solved. You eat to be less hungry.
One way or the other, you're going to get less hungry.
Yeah. So, like, mission accomplished. I don't know. I mean, last time John made something on the show, it was that, like, chewy wine.
Oh, I helped him make that, yeah.
The potion.
Yeah, that was... Man, I'm glad I wasn't on that episode.
Man. Listeners, I don't... It's like an early episode, but he makes a
wine, barley, oats, and goat cheese.
Yeah.
Wine, barley, oats, and goat cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Chewy as fuck, hard to. You know what?
It was more. It was
possibly a soup.
It was meant. It's a soup. It meets the definition. No, it's a potion.
What's a potion?
Are potions drinks?
You just drink it. It was not to like nourish or replenish or anything. You drink it at religious things to worship Dionysus.
That's spiritual nourishment.
So. When you drink like wine during communion, is that like
that's a juice? That's a juice.
Okay.
Wine is just adult juice.
Wine is the juice that mommy drinks to love
dad. Oh my god.
That's just a love juice. I can't.
I'm just a little rattled. I feel like I've been lied to.
Well, I think the cereal thing I knew was coming.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
I'd felt like, okay, he's probably going to say that's a soup under these definitions, but all these other things, like, I didn't even consider smoothies, like oatmeal, boba, like what? Gazpacho. I have not even, yeah, like, I mean, I'd like, I didn't even know gazpacho was cold like that. I've heard of cold soups, but I didn't know it's gazpacho. That
I
sounds.
I don't like the idea of cold soup.
I don't think most people would.
It just does. It doesn't click.
It's probably like, I mean, like you said, it's probably in Spain. It's probably like you only eat it at certain times, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you, like it has to be fucking hot outside, and you just right. like, I mean, like this. It sounded like it was, this is like an old like pilgrim, not pilgrim. like, oh my god, oh, what
oh,
is this?
Oh god. All right, so listeners, John just set these two bowls in front of us. I think these are marshmallows from Lucky Charms. And then it's a gray looking.
Shut the fuck up. Let me talk about this.
All right.
I just want to say real quick, Jeremy, your opinions on food are much like when China tries to speak up on war crimes. Like, it's not worth shit. Okay, so.
Okay.
So this is a cereal gazpacho. It is a blend of milk, Lucky Charms, honey bunches of oats, and some banana to give it a thicker body. It also, I originally included yogurt in the test run of this, but because some people put yogurt in cereal. But unfortunately, that made it a little too thick, and I've garnished it with Lucky Charms marshmallows.
Listen,
it's a very nice presentation.
John, it smells pretty good. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
Why don't you boys go ahead and get a little marshmallow?
Watch it be salty.
It looks like cement, but it
better than the chewy wine.
Oh, I could eat this.
Yeah,
it's good, right?
Yeah, it's not bad.
It just tastes like banana and Lucky Charms.
He said banana, Lucky Charms, milk.
Honey bunches of oats.
Okay.
And some banana.
Shit, yeah, I like this, actually.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Yeah, nothing you said is like, oh my god, he put this in there.
Yeah,
like,
I actually intended to put cinnamon in here and forgot. I think that would have added a lot to it. Maybe a little nutmeg. But yeah, like it's cereal gazpacho.
Is this like healthy? Like, is this good for you?
God, no.
If I has a shit ton of sugar.
There's so much Lucky Charms in this. When I made the test batch, I fucked my blood sugar up for a day.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was terrible. All right, well,
I think
this sucked, man. This was terrible.
I commend you for your efforts, John.
Thank you. This is probably the hardest I've worked on one of these ever.
In terms of food made for this podcast, this is the best.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the only food. The other one was a potion.
Oh, yeah.
Basir, were you not listening?
No.
I like how Basir, we're like an hour into me proving my worth on food etymology. And Basir still wants to be like, well,
I'm just thinking of possible things you might have missed. I mean, you know, there's always something.
Lucy brought up boba literally like 3 hours ago.
Oh my god!
And I went straight to my computer,
clacking away.
Yeah. So, Jeremy, take us out. I need to go rest.
Well, John, thank you for suffering for us once again. That was very good.
Thanks.
You're gonna take it easy next week, okay?
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Basir?
Hey.
Thank you for coming again.
Oh,
this
of course.
Week. It was such a pleasure.
Basir, it's always a joy to have you on.
I got fed this time.
Yeah.
Well, and thank you, the listener,
for listening.
Yep.
Should these listeners try to make your cereal gazpacho?
You can. I don't think it's worth it.
No, go for it.
You might as well just eat it.
It's kind of good. I'm going to finish this.
If you want it. What I do like about it is I do like that it is cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Jeremy, you were just knocking cold soup.
Yeah, and I know, and I tried it, and it surprised me.
It's strikingly refreshing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I also want to kiss Jason Faust. I just want to kiss him.
No relation to this podcast. Sorry.
Yeah, I just want to kiss him.
Well, if you got a question for the boys, you can send it to us at boysonthecase@gmail.com. Or you can go to our splash page, anchor.fm/boysonthecase, and put us a little nice voice message there. It'll be really nice. It'll be really cool. And then, if you're listening on Spotify, you can scroll down on the episode description and put your question in right then and there in text. It's really cool. It's really easy. And I know you have a question. Send it to us.
And if you think, hey, I have a question, and I don't think it's that good. I don't think it's that interesting. Who knows? It might just fuck me up for life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let us decide that. Suffer.
I'm not sure if Amber knew she was throwing a brick through my window when she came up with that one, but here we are.
Listen, Gene. I know that question has been in the back of your mind for months now. It's like that whisper that we were talking about just keeps, you know, scratching your ear.
Yeah.
Go ahead and ask it. We'll answer it for you.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
Promise.
The whispers will stop, maybe.
We won't, though.
Yeah. Hey.
And if you have something that you think it may or may not be a soup, pass it on to me and I will shut you down.
Yeah, we'll do a soup check.
I'll do a soup check. That's our new segment. Soup check.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.